Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, the 9th contingent joined the mission on 15 of December last year. 356 soldiers under the command of Colonel Isono. Colonel Isono, your contingent arrived in South Sudan at a critical time in the implementation of UNMISS's mandate. Since you arrived, you have undertaken a heavy workload. I'm told that you have almost completed 100 separate construction tasks, and that sounds like an impressive number to me. As well as enabling our operations in and around Juba, your work has had a direct and immediate impact on the mission's capacity to deliver against our mandate. During the key months where we worked hard with other partners to facilitate the return of the first vice president to Juba, your work had a direct impact. The maintenance of the UN House to Custom Market Road, for example, has helped to facilitate the movement of our staff around Juba to carry out important tasks required to facilitate the return. Having personally made countless journeys into Juba town in search of political solutions needed to make this important event happen, I really do appreciate your excellent work on the road. Similarly, your support to the coordinated international effort to prepare the return site for the SPLA in opposition was a key part of UNMISS's contribution. It is thanks to collective efforts like these that South Sudan has been able to make real progress towards starting to implement the peace agreement. And of course, your work has also had tangible impacts for people living in Juba. The repair work on perimeter fences and construction of water supply points at UNMISS protection of civilian sites, for example, have been a crucial part of our responsibility to provide security and support the delivery of humanitarian assistance. Told that your contingent has been providing vocational training through the Sakura project, which has been teaching people technical skills such as concrete construction and basic automotive mechanics. And you also spent weekends visiting the Juba orphanage. This kindness and selflessness is a true reflection of your serving motto, Jin. Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, as I said back in March, we are lucky to be the current focus of Japan's commitment to peacekeeping. I sincerely wish to thank the government of Japan for its sustained, significant commitment to the United Nations, including here in South Sudan. The capability of Japanese engineering contingent is evident to all working for UNMISS and living in Juba. I hope that one day we'll be able to gain even more benefit from Japan's contribution by deploying your skills and expertise for challenging tasks in more remote parts of the country. I would also like to mention two important points specifically. First, and it comes as no surprise to any of you, I'm very pleased to see that 13 women have served with the 9th contingent. Seeing women in uniform is important in any mission, and this is particularly so in South Sudan. With protection of civilians as the core part of our mandate, women officers in uniform provide reassurance to the population and serve as a fine example to others of the role of women in society. I would urge the government of Japan to consider sending more female role models to South Sudan in future contingents. Second, I would like to note Japan's exemplary conduct in South Sudan. I'm pleased to say that we have never had an incident of poor conduct by a Japanese soldier serving in this mission. As you know, the Secretary General has a zero tolerance policy on sexual exploitation and abuse, and it is of the utmost importance for peacekeepers to show exemplary behavior. As peacekeepers, we are here to protect and support the people of South Sudan. Your service record is a shining example to others and a true reflection of the Bushido code, of which I know you are so proud. Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, fellow peacekeepers, it's now my pleasure to award our Japanese colleagues the UN Peacekeeping Medal in acknowledgement of their contribution to the UN mission in South Sudan. This medal represents appreciation and recognition of their commitment and hard work. There's a saying in Japan, Ashigo Ishii, which I'm told means something like once in a lifetime opportunity. I hope, Colonel Isono, that you and those under your command remember your positive contribution to peace in South Sudan in this spirit. Wear this medal as proud ambassadors of your country and of United Nations. Thank you very much.